Grace and peace be with you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. This month we are beginning a focus on calling. God's calling to us as individuals and as a congregation to make a difference, to make this world better, more trustworthy. And part of how we're doing it this month is looking at some of the famous call stories in the Bible. Today we're looking at the call of Abraham, and so naturally, I want to talk about ice cream. In 1994, Ben & Jerry's released a new ice cream flavor that over the next few years became one of their best sellers. I discovered it in the early 2000s, shortly after moving to Minnesota to teach at Luther Seminary. Not only did it quickly become my very favorite flavor, but I renamed it the Lutheran ice cream, because it embodied an important element of Martin Luther's theology called the efficacious word. Now, I'm guessing that phrase, the efficacious word, is probably a new term for most of us. So let's practice it. Why don't you say it with me? The efficacious word. Very good. Now, by efficacious, Luther meant that God's word is active, effective, powerful, calling into existence what it names. The word, Luther liked to say, does what it says. He would point to the first verses of Genesis as an example. God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. Another example, perhaps in more simple or personal terms, is that you do not have to be lovable to be loved by God. God calls you beloved, that is, loves you, and suddenly you become lovable. That's the efficacious word, the word that does what it says. And this ice cream, at least in my experience, was just like that. It did what it said. Because this combination of vanilla malt ice cream with peanut butter stuffed pretzels coated in chocolate and swirled together with ribbons of more peanut butter and more chocolate was and is called Chubby Hubby. And the more I ate it, the more I became it. Now, I know what you're thinking. Pastor Lose, you're not chubby. Thank you. That's because I do not eat it anymore. Efficacious ice cream, like God's word, does what it says. All right, so why this brief discussion of ice cream history and my ridiculous lack of self-control? Because in thinking this past week about the story of Abraham, my experience with Chubby Hubby actually helped me answer a question I have been wondering about for years. Why did Abraham go? Let's go back to that story again. In the last few verses of the 11th chapter of Genesis, just before the one we read today, the author traces the descendants of Noah across multiple centuries until we get to a man named Abram, living in the territory of Haran, which is in modern-day Turkey. Abram, whose name will soon be changed to Abraham, is, as we heard, 75 years old. And he and his wife, Sarah, are childless, when all of a sudden, God calls out to him. "Go from your country and your kindred of your father's house to the land that I will show you. I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing." Go, that is, from everything and everyone you've ever known, to a land that I am not even going to name yet, but I will show you. And if you go, I will make you, 75-year-old, childless husband to a barren wife, I will make you a father and a grandfather and a patriarch of a great nation, and I will bless you so that you will be a blessing to all. It is an astounding call. And perhaps the only thing more astounding are the three words that follow. As the author continues, so Abraham went. He went. Why? How? Where did this courageous faith and audacious trust come from? I've wondered about that for years, pretty sure that I would have made a different choice had I been in his shoes. I very much appreciate the offer, God. But here in Haran, I'm surrounded by my family and friends. We're comfortable, settled, enjoying a nice retirement. Maybe you should try one of my nephews or nieces. Why did Abraham go? Well, in thinking about that efficacious ice cream this past week, I realized the answer is that Abraham went because God called him. It's not something innately great or brave or amazing about Abraham. In fact, in the chapters that follow, Abraham will doubt God's promises, fall short of God's call, and fail in his faith many times. No, Abraham was not destined to be a hero of the faith who unflinchingly answers God's summons. Rather, God's call and promise made Abraham the kind of person willing to follow God. That is what God's effective, active, powerful word does. It calls things into being, creates something that wasn't previously there, and does what it says. Okay, so here is the deal, where the rubber hits the road. At some point in the coming days or weeks or years, you too will be called to something you did not expect. Maybe it will be to take a leap of faith in your career or in a relationship. Maybe it will be to try something entirely new, or move to a new place, or be far more generous than you ever had previously. Or maybe it will be to care for a parent or spouse with Alzheimer's, or to carry on after the loss of a loved one, or to continue to maintain hope in the face of devastating illness, or simply to keep trying to do good wherever you are when the world feels like it's falling apart. But whether that call is kind of exciting or unbelievably difficult, when it comes, you will likely at first feel daunted, unprepared, ill-equipped for the challenge ahead. But hear and know this. When the call comes, you will respond with faith and courage that you did not even know you had, because it is God who is calling you. Not, let me be clear, God who is putting challenges in your way or creating tragedy to test you, but God calling you to respond with faith, hope, and courage so that you may be a blessing to others. And as God calls you, God will also promise to be with you each step of the way, even when you hesitate or doubt or fall short, because that's what God does. God keeps faith with us even when we falter. God loves us as we are, and God promises to hold on to us through all things. And so while I do not know what kind of call you may encounter or what kind of challenges you will meet, I do know that when the time comes, you, like Abraham, will rise to the occasion. You will be sufficient to the challenges of the day, and you too will be a blessing to all. Because, you see, God's efficacious word and empowering call does that. It creates something new, equips you with what you need, and does what it says. So do not fear, for it is God who is calling you, and you will answer with faith, hope, and courage, all created by God's strong word. Thanks be to God. Amen.